These are the true events of November 1965. The I Drang Valley of Vietnam. A place our country does not remember, and a war it does not understand. This story is a testament to the young Americans who died in the Valley of Death, and a tribute to the young men of the People's Army of Vietnam who died by our hand in that place. To tell this story, I must start at the beginning. But where does it begin? Maybe in June of 1954, when French Group Mobile 100 moved into the same central highlands of Vietnam, where we would go 11 years later.
Vous voyez quelque chose? Rien, mon capitaine.
Putain d'herbe. Putain de chaleur. Putain de pays.
Prenez le rassemblement! À couvert, à couvert!
Có bắt giữ thủ binh không?
Không. Giết sạch bọn chúng. Để không cho chúng ta đi nữa.
Realized a new kind of war was coming its way.
White House anticipates a buildup and wants a victory over cavemen in black pajamas.
We wouldn't be there if they hadn't already beaten the French Army.
French Army? What's that? The problem in Vietnam is terrain. Jungles, mountains, rivers, maneuvers, a nightmare. That's why we came up with a plan to use helicopters, leap in and out of battle. They want you to run the test on the idea.
It'll take a hell of a combat leader. I know a young like colonel named Hal Moore. He led a combat company in Korea. After that, he volunteered to test experimental parachutes.
Experimental parachutes? Sounds like just the guy.
Hey, how about we go back to bingo? What do you say?
Bingo! Tom.
How much you know about our new colonel?
He was in Korea, has a master's in international relations from Harvard.
Harvard? He's not one of those academic pussies, is he?
Hal Moore?
Let me get one of those.
Tall, sir.
Yeah, I can see that.
You call, we haul.
I speak to Minute Crandall?
Al.
Safe.
Buy a drink?
Sure.
So your men call you Snake Ship.
That's an affectionate appellation of my comrades in arms, sir. As I fly over in Snake Ship.
Well, I got a problem, Snake Ship. And I think you're the solution.
I've been called a lot of things, Colonel. Never a solution.
You know what air cavalry really means? You fly into hostile territory, outnumbered 10,000 miles from home. Sometimes the battleground's no bigger than a football field. And if the choppers stop coming, we all get slaughtered. Now, I figure chopper pilots won't fly into hell for strangers, so I'm Hal Moore.
Oh, I know, sir. Why us?
Well, you guys look like shit. But your equipment is immaculate. Yesterday was Sunday. You didn't have to be training, but you were. And you got pilots like that too tall character. He's way outside the limits of Army regs. They want to fly with you for some reason. I guess it's because they think you're the best.
It's because I only recruit the dumb ones, sir. I suppose I have a choice in all this.
You sure don't.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
The air calf.
Good morning, Sergeant Major.
How do you know what kind of goddamn day it is?
Group 13!
At ease, gentlemen. Welcome to the new cavalry. We will ride into battle, and this will be our horse. You don't have to catch it. You don't have to feed it. But I can assure you that neither the new technology nor your status as officers will keep you above the danger. Sergeant Major Plumley and I come from the paratroopers, where the officer is always the first one out of the plane. Because to follow your instincts and to inspire your men by your example, you have to be with them where the metal meets the meat. Sergeant Major Plumley made all four combat jumps in the 82nd Airborne during World War II. Sicily, Salerno, Normandy, and Holland. Plus one more in Korea. He answers to me and to me alone. Now, I hope you gentlemen like training. Because me and the Sergeant Major, we love it.
Three strikes, and you're not out. There is always one more thing you can do.
We will be the best platoon in this battalion. Be ready in there. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Your officer's dead. What do you do? What do you do?
Close.
All right. He hesitated. He's dead. What do you do?
Get off the chopper.
Get off of the chopper. All right. Hold off the third one. Come on in. Savage.
You learn the job of the man above you, and you teach your job to the man below you in rank. That goes to every man in this outfit, understood?
Yes, sir!
We'll be landing under fire, gentlemen. Men will die.
You said your prayers?
No?
No.
Come on, I'll say them with you. All in.
No.
All right. Ready, set. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Cecile, I don't hear you praying, honey.
I want to be Catholic. I want to be Methodist like Mommy.
You do. And why is that, honey?
So I can pray whatever I want.
That's a sin.
No, that's not a sin. God just made you hard-headed. It's not a sin. I tell you what, you wanna pray and thank God for our family?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. Well, then let's do it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I can hear you laughing, you know, even in here.
I'm not laughing, I'm marveling.
Marvel? At what?
That you can find stubbornness in your children and think it comes from anybody but you.
Well, mm-hmm. I'll give you something to marvel at. When I pray, mm-hmm. whatever I want, I thank God for you.
Beautiful morning, Sergeant Major.
Are you a fucking weatherman now?
Well, that's time for the new baseball player.
Yeah.
So there's another bunch of officers. Real green. You gotta train them up.
I must be thinking of starting a new unit.
Some new rifles, too. M16.
That's supposed to be a pretty good weapon.
Nah, it's plastic. Feels like a BB gun to me. definitely going to stick with my pistol.
You think we're going to get close enough to the enemy to use that?
What do you think, sir?
The leader must remain cool and calm and thinking. He must learn to ignore the explosion, the heat, the dust, screams of the wounded. This is normal on a battlefield. Normal.
Where the hell is that coming
from? It's our advisors in Vietnam. The radio's picking up atmospheric bounce.
When Crazy Horse was a baby, he nursed from the breast of every woman in the tribe. The Sioux raised their children that way. Every warrior called every woman in the tribe mother. Every older warrior, they called him grandfather. And the point here is that they fought as a family. Take care of your men. Teach them to take care of each other. Because when this starts, each other is all we're gonna have. Did you tune that in?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's fine. You're my radio operator. No, you'll be fine. You'll work it out.
Any of you some bitches calls me Grandpa, kill you.
That boy, take your boots off. Go on. Everybody, take your boots off. Everybody, socks too.
I want you to draw fresh socks from supply. Keep your feet dusted with powder.
Everybody check each other's feet like God bolt and me.
Now that young man's a leader.
Yes, sir. That other feller, that big strong one there, he wants to win medals.
He's eager.
Ladies, I'm just really, really glad you're here today. I know that some of you are new to the Army, and all of us are new to this post, so I thought we could pull our resources and cover whatever questions we might have. So why don't we start with item number one, food. If the commissary is out of something, where's the best place to shop?
Well, I tried Big Star, and it's okay. But I keep thinking my water's going to break right in the checkout aisle.
That takes care of food shopping. So item number two, laundry.
Oh, well, the base washer machines don't work. They're full of sand from the swamp missions.
All right, I'll take care of that.
Well, I've already complained.
Well, we'll just go to the general.
In the meantime, the laundromat in town's okay, but they won't let you wash your colored things in their machines.
At a public laundromat?
Didn't make any sense to me either, but I'm telling you, they have a big sign right in the window that says whites only. What?
Honey, they mean white people only.
That's awful.
Your husband is wearing the uniform of a country that allows a place to... to say that his laundry's not good enough when he could die for...
I'm sorry. I just...
That's all right, honey. But I know what my husband's fighting for, and that's why I can smile. My husband will never ask for respect. And he'll give respect to no man who hasn't earned it. The rest of his family is the same way. And anybody who doesn't respect that can keep his goddamn washing machine, because my baby's clothes are going to be clean anyway.
Well, I guess that takes care of item number two. You all right?
I think my water just broke.
Oh, okay. We're all calm. We're all calm.
I heard one of my new lieutenants just became a father. Can you say congratulations?
Thank you, sir.
So, I didn't want to disturb you.
Oh, no, no, it's fine. It's all right, please.
Well, how's your wife?
She's okay. She's okay. She's sleeping. So is my daughter. I just wanted to be here for a while before I held her.
Well, is Tagger already? What's that say?
Oh, Camille. Yeah, I'm sorry about
this,
sir.
No, don't you take that off. You leave that on where it is. That's an order.
Colonel, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
What do you think about being a soldier and a father?
I hope that being good at the one makes me better at the other. Why? What about you?
I don't know, sir. Between college and here, Barbara and I spent a year in Africa. We helped build a school for orphans. They were orphans because the warlord across the border didn't like their tribe. I know God has a plan for me. I just hope it's to help protect orphans, not make any.
Well, why don't we ask him? Come on, let's go ask him. Our Father in heaven, before we go into battle, every soldier among us will approach you each in his own way. Our enemies, too, according to their own understanding, will ask for protection and for victory. And so we bow before your infinite wisdom. We offer our prayers as best we can. I pray you watch over the young men like Jack Gagan that I lead into battle. You use me as your instrument in this awful hell of war to watch over them. Especially if there are men like this one beside me deserving of a future in your blessing and goodwill. Amen. Oh, yes, and one more thing, dear Lord, about our enemies. Ignore their heathen prayers and help us blow those little bastards straight to hell. Amen again. Thank you. Well, there's one about the kid with the apple tree or the flying horse or the fairy tales with the deer and stuff in them.
Daddy?
Yeah?
What is a war?
War is, it's something that shouldn't happen, but it does. And it's when some people in another country or any country try to take the lives of other people. And then soldiers like your daddy have to, you know, it's my job to go over there and stop them.
But they can't try to take your life away, Daddy.
Well, yes, Cecile, you're going to try. But I'm not going to let him.
Okay.
Men are so young, and now they sent me a new crop even greener. When I look at them, I see our boys.
Well, then you're just the man to lead them.
To convince the communists that we cannot be defeated by force of arms. I have asked the commanding general, General Westmoreland, what more he needs to meet this mounting aggression. He has told me, and we will meet his needs. I have today ordered to Vietnam the Air Mobile Division and certain other forces which will raise our fighting strength from 75,000 to 125,000 men almost immediately. Additional forces will be needed later.
Put out your best dresses, ladies. You're going to want to celebrate.
Mention a state of emergency.
No, he didn't.
Well, without that declaration, it means our enlistments won't be extended.
I'm sorry, Hal.
Forgive me, sir, but let me get this straight. We form a division using techniques that have never been attempted in battle against an enemy with 20 years of combat experience on his ground, 12,000 miles away from our ground. And right before the Army sends us into the fight, they take away a third of my men. The most experienced third, including the officers.
I don't like it any better than you do, Hal.
Hell no. You saw this coming, didn't you? Yes. That's why I gave me that new crop of platoon leaders. Korea didn't teach him anything.
Politicians? Since we're being deployed, they're renumbering the units. You're now the commanding officer of the 1st Battalion of the 7th Cavalry.
7. Same regiment as Custer. Sir?
Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you.
7th Cavalry, we got a captain from the Ukraine, another from Puerto Rico. We've got Japanese, Chinese, blacks, Hispanics, Cherokee Indians, Jews and Gentiles, all Americans. Now here in the States, some men in this unit may experience discrimination because of race or creed. But for you and me now, all that is gone. We're moving into the valley of the shadow of death, where you will watch the back of the man next to you as he will watch yours. And you won't care what color he is or by what name he calls God. They say we're leaving home. We're going to what home was always supposed to be. So let us understand the situation. We are going into battle against a tough and determined enemy. I can't promise you that I will bring you all home alive. But this I swear, before you and before Almighty God, that when we go into battle, I will be the first to set foot on the field, and I will be the last to step off, and I will leave no one behind. Dead or alive, we will all come home together. So help me God.
last 9 p.m. he hit our camp at Plan A.
How many casualties?
None. The enemy forces withdrew toward this mountain near the Cambodian border. How many men do you have battle ready, give or take?
Sergeant Major?
395, sir. Exactly.
What do you estimate the enemy strength?
We appraise their numbers as manageable, Colonel.
You have no idea.
We have no idea. Simple orders, Hal. Find the enemy and kill him.
Attack us. No casualties.
They're running hide in the mountains. So naturally, we chase them, of course. They smell like an ambush to you.
If they get close enough to kill us, we'll be close enough to kill you.
Round trip a chopper, 30 minutes. That means the first 60 men on the ground will be there half hour alone. Son of a bitch. Think maybe you ought to get yourself that M16.
Time comes, I need one, sir. There'll be plenty of them lying on the ground.
Well, let's go do what we came here to do.
Yes, sir.
First platoon, let's move.
Take him prisoner!
Hey. Lieutenant!
Lieutenant!
There he goes! Come on! Come on!
Captain, I want you to keep in contact with all patrols. Every 5 minutes, hey. I want you to update me on
the Hey! Hey, I got something here! I got a boy!
Boy, hell. There ain't no boy.
Be light!
He said he deserted.
Oh shit, he's a lookout.
Ask him where his friends are.
Come on, get out of the domino! Nani! Lelan!
When I like Kenku, Kazdon! Moving in, Goy!
He said this is base camp for whole division. 4,000 men.
Where?
I know! Nani! Nani! Lelan!
What's on? That mountain. Good on me, the wizard, pop that young little boy. I know you're not supposed to lick me. You let two of them to die.
Say, mommy, these great friends. If you say they want to kill American very badly, should not have been able to find any yet.
Captain Mesker, tell all the patrols to hold their position.
You, take the radio! Here, get that guy!
Captain, you call in all the patrols. We have to regroup and engage the enemy as far away from the LZ spot. Neck call. This is Trojan 2.
Grab the woman! Break contact!
Roger that! Charge it through out! Harris platoon's cut off and under attack! Bravo Company's holding!
They're gonna try and flank us!
Move! Quiet here! We gotta go!
south.
All right, I got you.
Sir? Sit the number one and get the signals, Carlos.
Roger that, sir. Roger that.
He thought I could die for my country.
This is Savage. I need artillery to these coordinates. 9-3-3-0-1. We are cut off. Copy, we are cut off.
Bring it alone! Let go! 我告诉你，你给我去跑一点炸， 帮了几个车，把领导和中弹， 中弹把枪把射掉， 把追击中，还没有， 中国陆中弹用呢， 能够丢来， 丢来， 丢来， 安静。
Please!
Charlie, come here. I want you to get me all the air support you can get me on that mountain.
Requesting
now.
Immediate close air support. I need you to burn them out on Hilltop Alpha. Bravo. Coordinates.
Follow us in.
All right.
lead are all we have in reserve.
Yeah, but it's slacking up a little.
We're just regrouping for another assault. Distribute that ammo. Roulette.
Sir.
You tell Crandall he's got time to get one more flight in here.
Yes, sir.
Doc, you give this water to the wounded. But it's out of water. Must be terrible for them. Those guys are cut off out there.
Your target, one shot, one kill, all right? Roger that, Sarge!
How we doing, Doc?
What? Ernie, we're out of water.
That's the last of it.
No, no, I'm okay. Our guys are gonna come for us, aren't they?
Yeah.
When?
Plug his wound.
That's the main LZ, but it's
platoon out there! An aircraft platoon cut off out there!
Here we go!
the hell are you?
I'm a reporter, sir.
Phil Galloway, UPI. How's it going, Colonel?
Well, we've been flat to the board since last night. We're greatly outnumbered.
You got more enemy coming, too, sir. It's a whole chain of lights coming down the mountain on the way in.
That's so? Yes, sir. Well, I can't guarantee your safety.
Yes, sir, I know.
Where are you from, son?
Imperial, Texas, sir.
Well, that's the first thing I heard all day that makes any sense.
Captain Dillon!
Sir!
Did you see those lights coming down the trails on the mountain?
Want it right now, sir.
You're frying them sons of bitches.
Mission 6, Trojan 3, fire mission. Tango, Foxtrot, 4-9-6-5-6-9-er. Fire mission, Tango, Foxtrot.
Led my men into a hot LZ.
Yeah, somebody had to fly out wounded.
No, don't you play hot shot with me. Now, you know the rules. You suckered us in there. You ever do it again, I'm going to have you busted.
Got the balls to face me, but not the balls to face the enemy.
Hey, get out of here.
Whoa. If I ever see you again, I'll kill you.
That's right.
Hey. Quite a day, huh? Tomorrow will be worse. If I make it to tomorrow.
Out here. I don't want to shoot any of our own guys, copy?
Savage. We can't make it tonight.
Don't worry. You're gonna make it. We'll come get you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Out.
Us today. Keep it up. How you boys doing? You keep at it. Keep doing what you do. We'll be fine.
job today. Lieutenant Gagin.
They won't get through us, sir. You can count on it.
I know that, Jack. Keep it up, son.
Spare headquarters.
How is it out there, Colonel?
We're surrounded, but we're holding on, sir. Sir, I need a confirmed count of our dead and wounded. I got to know where all my boys are.
You'll get it, Al.
Here they come.
Captain Edwards.
We need illumination on the perimeter.
Whiskey 5, this is Hotwire 6 Alpha. We need illumination, now. Moore's wife?
Yes.
I need help finding an address. I'm looking for...
Jackass! Do you know what this is? Do you know what you just did to me?
I don't like this job, ma'am. I'm just trying to do it.
Wait. Wait. I'll take it tomorrow. And tell the cab company if there are any others, just bring them to me. Julie, I just went by to see Catherine. Everybody knows. No chaplains or counselors, cab drivers?
The army wasn't ready.
I'll go with you. Who's it for? No. I thought she would hate me. Your husband didn't start the war. They all knew this could happen, and so did we. I'll take care of this. I'll go with you. We'll do one at a time. Okay? We won't look.
I knew these dead boys would be here, sir.
Why aren't you a soldier? You got the guts for it.
My daddy was a soldier. My granddaddy. Two of my great-granddaddies are soldiers. Hell, that's how I came to be. So each of them lost a leg in the Civil War. My great-granddaddy Galloway, he lost his left, and my great-granddaddy Reed lost his right. And they met in a shoe store in Galveston. Every year after that, the same date, same store. They get together and pick out a brand new pair of shoes for the two of them.
Oh, you are shitting me.
No, sir. I swear. Anyway, one had a daughter, one had a son. My grandparents.
Hell, you suppose the odds of them having the same shoe size?
I don't know, Colonel. It's meant to be, I guess.
No. Meant to be.
You know, Sir Galloway's been in and every war this country's ever fought. But when it came to this one, I didn't think I could stop a war. You know, I just thought maybe I might try and understand one. Maybe help folks back home understand. I just figured I could do that better shooting the camera than I could shooting the rifle.
I sure hope you make it through this one.
You too, Colonel.
hôm nay chúng ta đánh rất can đảm và táo bạo. Ta đã thử biết được kỹ thuật và khả năng của chúng. Pháo binh của chúng bắn rất là chính xác. Vì vậy, chúng ta phải áp sát đến gần để cho pháo binh của chúng không sử dụng được. Tôi muốn tất cả các đồng chí, chúng ta phải nắm lấy thắt lưng địch mà đánh. Các đồng chí hiểu không?
Hiểu.
Xin tưởng cho các đồng chí đã anh dũng hy sinh trong trận chiến đấu khốc liệt này.
Three rounds and anything looks suspicious to him. On my signal.
They're gonna hit us like this on the whole perimeter. We gotta get back to that termite, man.
Better hang here, man, sir.
Yeah.
Sir! Sir!
Captain Edwards, Charlie Company on the ridge. Bob.
They're inside the artillery. I need reach.
Bob. Bob.
Thank you.
Company!
And tell Charlie Company to get real small in there, homie! Don't you have got some artillery right on top of it!
Charlie Company, get small. We got HQ right on top of your position. Get round and grind in on your
feet. Being overrun! Nah, boys. We're going to win this fight.
Pictures lying down there, Sonny. Down, right there.
Sir, I'm a non-combatant, sir.
Ain't no such thing today, boy.
Why aren't those mortars fired? What's the problem here?
These tubes are red hot, sir. I'm afraid we go cook a round off and blow us all up. And we can't cool them off because we're all out of water.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Go, go.
Yeah, one more.
Prepare to defend yourselves!
Lên nói bác. Chúc mừng chúng ta đã đánh tan được bọn Mỹ.
Keep the distance. Come back.
line in a perfect shot.
Hey, Dave! Broken arrow! Broken arrow! I say again! Broken arrow!
Broken arrow!
Confirmed, broken arrow.
Broken arrow?
That means that an American has been overrun, calls in every combat aircraft for support.
My God, there's no hiding it now.
Coming in. You're doing well, son. 702! Attack against the tree line!
Okay?
Detonate all.
Sir!
Now that we put it back in our heels and we got us a lull, I want you to attack.
I want you to go in there and rescue that cutoff platoon.
Yes, sir!
First one!
That's perfect. Keep moving the artillery forward. Keep walking the artillery forward.
Spread it out.
Pull back. Keep moving forward.
Sergeant Savage, you guys still here?
Day, Sergeant Savage. What are you dead to and accounted for, sir?
Come on, boys, just get him up, get him out.
I'll have men dig some fire and steps in these holes and throw some dirt on those bodies. Keep the smell down.
Roger, sir.
Gotta make sure she'd sign up for submarines, don't I?
Colonel, brigade headquarters wants you lifted out on the first chopper at dawn.
Now, what idiot would keep ordering that in the middle of a goddamn battle?
General Westmoreland wants a briefing.
You know, I am in a fight, and I object to this order to return to Saigon. Now, I will not leave my men. Is that clear? Out.
There's still not men unaccounted for out there, and it's where the worst of the fighting was, so I figure they'll be out there someplace. Let's go ahead and get them. What do you say?
I'm with you, sir.
All right. Let's go.
should we?
They brought another.
Oh, God. Julie, Julie, it's yours.
No.
All out. All of us. They're going to march reinforcements in.
They don't understand a damn thing, do they?
Can't get out. He's waiting up there in a cave, and that's what he wants. The minute he sees live soldiers hopping on a helicopter, he'll be all over us, and then he'll get what he wants. Get his massacre.
Requesting permission to rejoin the line, sir.
All right, son.
Carry on, sir.
Going through Custer's mind when he realized he led his man into a slaughter.
Sir, Custer was a pussy. You ain't.
Right now they're planning their final attack, the one that's going to finish us off. They'll at us all night, and then come dawn, they'll hit us with everything they got. Oh, that's what I'd do if I was him. Sir Major, hand out the last of the ammunition.
Yes, sir.
Với lòng dũng cảm của những người sắp mất, tôi xin tưởng nhớ các đồng chí đã anh dũng hy sinh trong trận chiến đấu khốc liệt này.
many men have gone. When they come, I will stand my ground. Stand my ground. I'll ne be afraid. Thoughts of hate take away my fear. Sweat and blood made my veil a tear. Inside. Close your ears and remember me.
Some of it, mostly personal. You might want to have a look at it.
What the hell happened here, Joe? Hey, Joe!
Colonel Moore! Colonel Moore!
What was the key to your victory, Colonel?
Sir, tell us how you feel.
We feel the United States was forced to take the North Vietnamese more seriously now. How do you feel about the loss of your men, sir?
Have you notified the family, sir?
You made it, son.
Thank you, sir. You too.
I'll never forgive myself.
For what, sir?
Then my man. Then my man died, and I didn't.
I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Cody.
Thật là một chiến thắng. Bọn họ tưởng đây là chiến thắng của họ. Và cuộc chiến này sẽ trở thành là cuộc chiến của người Mỹ. Với kết quả giống nhau, mọi người sẽ chết ở đây trước khi chúng ta đến đó.
Saigon, Hal Moore's superiors congratulated him for killing over 1,800 enemy soldiers, then ordered him to lead the men of the 7th Cavalry back into the Valley of Death. He led them and fought beside them for 235 more days.
Dear Barbara, I have no words to express to you my sadness at the loss of Jack. The world is a lesser place without him. But I know he is with God and the angels, and even heaven is improved by his presence there. I know you too are sure of this, and yet this knowledge can't diminish his loss and your grief. With abiding respect and affection, Hal Moore.
We who have seen war never stop seeing. In the silence of the night, we will always hear the screams. So this is our story. But we were soldiers once. And young.
Thank you.
have gone